to get through 12 feet of concrete and 70,000 gallons of pressurized water without any metal.
No oxygen tanks.
Benji, stand by to receive.
Ethan, you ready? Important point. If you haven't opened that hatch after 2.5 minutes, we're both dead.
No.
Ethan, do you copy? Ethan, abort! Abort now!
Whoa. Are you okay to drive? A minute ago, you were dead.
What are you talking about?
This is not going to end well.
Mr. Chairman,
the time has come to dissolve the IMF.
It's not just a rogue organization. It is a disgraced one.
Oh wait, ain't that James Bond?
God damn it.
Oh, okay. It's the only spy song I know. I'm sorry, people. There's only one spy in this world. Yeah. Ain't room ain't big enough for the both of us, Mr. Ethan. But then again, Ethan is the American version. So you know what? Fuck Bond. Fuck Bond.
Theme song's correct, man. The fuck?
Oh, what's wrong with that? Okay, I can sing the one from Spy. Wait, they had a theme song?
I was gonna say, they had a theme song.
I had to think about that myself, too. I was like, wait a minute, hold on. What was that theme song? Ah, Bacoti, we are in the year of the spies. I just mentioned one right now, Spy itself. The one with the most generic title of the year, Spy. You got The Man from with Uncle. You got Mission Impossible, Rogue Nation, the little sister to James Bond. And, well, we don't know that yet, because Spectre ain't came out. Could be the big sister, for all we know.
You never know.
Highly doubt it, but, you know. You never know. And you got the big one of all big ones. We got pretty much, if this was the Marvel Universe, Spectre would be the Avengers. Mm-hmm. You know, we didn't see Mission Impossible with Captain America, and you know, we've seen Iron Man and we've seen Thor. Now it's time to get to the Avengers, which is Spectre. And I don't know about you, Cody, but I love my spies.
Oh, I know you do.
Love my spies, man. I'm actually a little bit more excited than probably you would think for a man with Uncle.
Oh, yeah, I totally forgot about that shit.
Oh, yeah, I know. Yeah, I know.
I'm actually looking forward to that flick. I don't know how I forgot about it.
You know what's funny about that the poster and stuff? You look at Army Hammer and you look at Henry Cavill and go like, I feel like this movie won't work just because I think they're the same person. But, you know. So it's like, you know, it's like I don't think I'll be able to tell the difference when one is on the screen. So Henry Cavill might get the shaft again.
See.
Yes, but he actually shows promise as far as charisma, at least, in that fucking trailer. So I'm actually excited for that.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it, man.
But we're here to talk about Mission Impossible Rogue Nation.
Yeah.
This fucking egotistical Tom Cruise son of a bitch, man. You know, Cody, I had a hard time enjoying this movie because...
I couldn't have any enjoyment as well as like the Mission Impossible of old... It wasn't my Mission Impossible, P1.
Yeah, what was your Mission Impossible,
my
Coach?
My Mission Impossible was that old shit from back in, what was it, the 70s, 60s, whatever.
It was the 70s, I believe.
That old boring shit where they just talked out the entire thing.
Oh, you talking about that show? Cody, yeah, man, that show is a classic. That's a show that not a goddamn single person remember, except for two motherfuckers that just reminisce about the 80s and the past and shit like that, which is Wayne and Luke.
What?
You know, when that show got brought up, the TV show, I was like, damn, that's right, they did have a TV show. And you know, now this franchise, the movies are about, what, 20 years old now?
It's
about 20. Damn, it is going to catch up with Bond. So it's just sort of like...
Yeah, I'm
going to
forget to pick up 96, yeah.
Yeah, so it's about 20 years old now. And when they brought up that TV show, what came to my mind was, damn, I forgot all about that goddamn TV show. Now, I'm 27. I can only imagine the audience that goes watch these films probably like, the fuck is a TV show? This is not as good as a TV show. Hey, well, Cody, hopefully you like this film and not that last one that was directed by Brad Bird. So,
yeah, because, you know, that was all Brad Bird.
Yeah, Brad Bird's overrated anyway. Because this one's directed by my man. Not your boy, but my man. Because your boy, Brad Bird, fucked up. Your boy. He can't direct, Cody. It's overrated, nigga. But Christopher McQuarrie, yes. Bringing it back, baby. Bringing it back, Cody. You don't know nothing about that because you too busy stuck in your past with your TV shows and your Brad Birds and shit.
Yeah, no. Shit. I gotta get it together, man.
Yeah, you need to get it together. Stop living in the past, even though you're only about 24. You have no intentions or clues about what was going on in the 70s anyway. So... Therefore, I highly doubt you would be trying to look up the Mission Impossible series from the fucking set. But hey, that's neither here nor there.
No, it's not.
We're here to talk about this new shit. Not your daddy, not your great-granddaddy shit. Oh, Wayne Luke, y'all be showing y'all ages on that show, man. I swear. Matter of fact, they weren't even around. Them just came out. No wonder they never had fun. They old. Well, so picking up again, man, with another Tom Cruise film, man. It's been a while. It's been quite some time, you know.
Has it?
Yeah, it's been a while. Like 3 months, a while. Cause he had a small little indie film come out or not too long ago that I saw. So yeah, 3 months, Cody. That's a long time, man.
That's an eternity, man.
It's an eternity for this egotistical, jumping on couch, stubborn snob son of a bitch here. Look at him smile. I hate him, Cody.
Taking the spotlight.
Fucking holding his breath for 6 minutes and hanging on a plane and riding a motorcycle. It's just, everything about him. I hate him. Just can't stand him. Now, even though I didn't give you a good reason why I hate him in that, but... I personally think Tom Cruise is awesome.
I love him, man.
I love his energy. I love the excitement he brings to films. And I'm not talking about just in the film itself. I'm talking about, like, behind the scenes. Like, the guy's always smiling. Guy's always energetic. Guy's always ready to be at... He's always ready to be at work, you know?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
I think he's one of those few actors that realizes, I'm an actor. I make a shitload of money for doing shit that people want to do.
Yeah.
Yeah, sign me up for it or whatever. I think he's one of the few actors that think like that, to be honest, because this guy's always on set, never complaining. He has the enough power to throw his own ideas out there. Wayne calls it egotistical. I call it making good goddamn movies.
This dude has easily been the best action star of, like, the last, 5 years now?
Yeah.
5, 6 years?
Much better than, you know, those usual action stars, such as your Bruce Willis's and your Sylvester Stallones and Arnold Schwarzenegger's and shit like that.
Yeah.
I think the past 5 years, Tom Cruise has told them, yeah, sit down, Grandpa. Even though Tom Cruise is pushing about 55 now, he's telling them, sit down, Grandpa. Let me show you what these kids like today. And how it should be done. How it should be shot, too, for that matter. So we're picking up with Ethan. And they kick him right off the bat, Cody, with this plane scene.
Yeah, I didn't think that. Like, holy shit, you gotta start off with that? I was like, all right. I'm in.
Dude, I thought it was gonna be... Because I thought this was, like, the biggest stunt of the...
Yeah.
From how the trailer displayed it. And I was like, when they kicked off, I was just like, whoa. Are we jumping the gun here? Are we gonna boost the action up a little bit more? Is it gonna be better? Which it was. We kick off the bat. Funny ass scene. Tom Cruise run. Like, he didn't run. He jet through. They were like, where Ethan at? And you just see, but, and then he just, that motherfucker. Hey. Matter of fact, I don't even think the camera caught up with him. That's how fast he was running.
Looked like it was a flash.
Hey, have you ever been to his Twitter page?
I actually haven't.
Okay, people, go to his Twitter page. His description about himself, he says, actor, producer, and been running since the 1970s. It was actually pretty funny. I looked at it, I was like, damn, that's hilarious, actually. Watching this movie, damn, that boy can run. I mean, damn, that boy can move, man. Cody, I think he in better shape than both of us.
Yeah, I think so.
the way he was moving, I was like, I remember I looked at myself and said, damn, he could whoop both our asses right now. Matter of fact, I think he could whoop the whole movie Spoils Crew's ass. Yeah. I know right now Wayne going, oh, bullshit, he's short. He can't do anything. It's like, okay. All right, Wayne. Meanwhile, Manny Pacquiao, only 5'5". But here we got Tom Cruise returning as Ethan with his team. Got Jeremy Renner playing William Brand, Simon Pegg, Benji Dunn. You got Ving Rhames, Luther Stickle. We're going to get into Ving Rhames. And you got pretty much the syndicate has come about. And the only way Tom Cruise finds this out, whatever, is in London, where he's mysteriously drugged after listening to a mission where they pretty much infiltrated his mission or whatever. This one Steve Jobs smoking looking motherfucker or whatever. He shoots the girl that worked there, the clerk, who you could tell she wanted to fuck Tom Cruise, and he was just like, I know. You're just too young for me. He's just like, I'm not catching a Kobe. So he's pretty much gone rogue. Well, I wouldn't say he's gone rogue because Alec Baldwin kind of dismantles the IMF because he finds their tactics a little over the radar when they should be silent and coherent or anything like that. So he pretty much shuts them down. Jeremy Renner finds himself working with him, with the CIA, mainly to track down Ethan before they get to him because they didn't push the limit of not only when we want to capture him, we just want to kill him. So 6 months later pass after being freed by Rebecca Ferguson, who plays Ilsa in here, who's, god damn, that girl was wearing that dress in here. I mean, Jesus Christ, man. I was like, when she was wearing that, I mean, they don't stop to show you that. I mean, the leg stretches and shit like that. You just like, yeah, that chick is sexy as motherfucker right there, man. Good Lord. Just like, oh. I hope she has joined the team in future movies here because good luck and look at her some more. And she frees Tom Cruise. You don't really know what side she's on, if she's a double agent, if she's working for the bad guys, working for the good guys. Tom Cruise is a little confused, but I think he kind of knows what's going on. 6 months later pass where he's pretty much hunting this guy down. And who was the guy that played Steve Jobs? That was Sean Harris, right? Yeah. So after these times pass, you know, we get the team back together and they're deciding on whether or not is the Sean Harris played Lane, is he really that much far ahead of Ethan Hunt's character in here? Because Tom Cruise's character in the Mission Impossible films, he's always one step ahead of the guys he usually go up against, but it seems like this guy actually got his number. He would be the Javier Bardem to James Bond, if you will. What Lane is, because he seems to always be two steps ahead, which we find out later that they were a British agent that went rogue and became a kind of, well, like Simon Pegg says in the movie, an anti-IMF. You don't really know their motivation. You don't know their reason. I guess to make money, because that seemed to be what they were doing, but I don't really know what their plan was. Maybe their plan was to take out a bunch of agents, I guess. I don't really know. No, actually, that wasn't even their fucking plan. Well, they did try to... I guess. I don't know what the fuck their plan was, whatever.
I wasn't exactly sure either, so...
Yeah, so... No, good. I'm not alone there. So, Tom Cruise, just like the movie says, he throws a gamble. It's time to not only play the game, but it's also time to step it up one more notch. I ain't gonna lie, that ending was so much satisfying when they caught his ass. I laughed. I was like, a little bit inside me laughed, like, because I wanted to be on the other side of that glass. If I was being ran, like, caught your ass, huh, bitch? Thought you was gonna run around here in your fucking turtleneck all the goddamn day and shit. Tom Cruise would have fired my ass a long time ago. They'd be like, you shouldn't talk as much shit, P1, to the bad guys if you can't do shit. It's like, hey, look, Tom, I don't tell you how to do your job, you don't tell me how to do my job, all right? What is your job, P1? It's talk shit right now, okay? So, say that shit. You caught him, I'm a fucking rub it in his face right now, okay? Shit. Shit, I know my mission. Know yours, bitch. Shit. And thus, the Mission Impossible saga continues. I gotta say, man, I had a good time. Oh, not to mention, you know, we had recliner seats and shit, so.
It's a badass theater, man.
Yeah, I thought you've been in there before. I don't.
No, I guess.
I guess we never been in. Yeah, I guess not.
I've been
actually. Yeah, it's one of those primes where, you know, the reclining seats and shit like that, man. I was just missing some alcohol, and man, you damn near could have dozed off in them chairs when you recline all the way back. I was like, shit. That was well worth the four extra bucks. But the acting in here, man, Tom Cruise always stepping his game up. Love Ethan Hunt. I love Tom Cruise. And Tom Cruise, I thought, delivered in every line he had possibly delivered to him.
Yeah, he brings his A game every movie, man.
Has Tom Cruise ever fucked up a line?
No, nothing I know of.
Like, I'm looking for that moment where he just fucks up a line. You just go like, wow, that didn't sound believable at all. But every time Tom Cruise delivers a line or something like that, you go like, you like Ving Rhames. You better trust Ethan now. Better listen to him now, whatever shit. Ethan Hunt, Ving Rhames, Luther in here, he's the biggest dick rider of Tom Cruise.
That's all he does in this film.
Cody, that's not true. Remember when he shoved those people out the People, that's a scene where Simon Pegg gets caught, Benji, and Jeremy Renner and Tom Cruise, they go looking for him, and then you hear in the microphone, Luther, stick with Elsa. And then next, you know, he's like, they make this shit look dramatic as a like, I want to know who did the camera angles in this scene, because it looked like the way Ving Rhames was shoving these people was like he was a titan coming through a field or some shit like that. Like, he was just knocking redwoods down or whatever. And then the camera had, like, this shaky part, like he was in, like, Jurassic Park or some shit like this. And he's just like, what the hell is going on right here? The camera angles in here were fucking incredible, dude.
Yeah, we'll get into that a little bit, but those
action
sequences, my God.
Man, I adore the shit out of the camera techniques that they had in this film, man. And all the action scenes in here were top-notch. We tell you about that plane scene. That plane scene, I gotta say, as much as they hyped that up in the trailer, that was probably my least favorite out of all of them. And not to say that was a bad one, but I thought that the action scenes afterwards amped it up so many times after the water scene, man. I was thinking in my head, I wanted to tap you on the shoulder, but I was just so involved into that scene. I want to tell you something, man. This is how Aquaman should look.
Yeah.
I was like, the water sequence he had, even the part where he faded away and you saw like him being pushed back or whatever, and you just see the hands, a POV style. The POV shots in here are fucking incredible.
Yes, I agree.
They fit the film so fucking well. But this is a scene where like the water speeds up and he gets knocked out by that thing and you see him fade in the background and the screen. Just what I was like, dude, whoever did the camera angles in here is just they need to get his ass on Aquaman. James Wan needs him.
The way the whole scene was set up, dude, they had like no soundtrack playing, you just hear the water.
Yeah, yeah. And then the whole him jumping into the turbine itself and then the water just like guiding him through this whole area. If James Bond's taking like this more grounded, realistic turn, because you know it's not doing that old shit back in the day. I gotta say, Mission Impossible makes you love those old James Bond films in a way, because, man, they do not stop in this film to bring out the gadgets, bring out the coolness of being a spy, and all that shit. Like, James Bond is right now a little bit more serious, and I think that's why we like him so much.
Yeah.
But I think the Mission Impossible series, what they're doing with it as far as the technology they're using and the coolness aspect of it, man, they make you remember those old days of being a spy. Like, yeah, I want to be a spy too, man. This looks badass, you know? Because the shit Tom Cruise was doing in here and I was fond with the gadgets, man. The gadgets was cool to me. I love the gadgets in here.
They're always cool in the Mission Impossible flicks, man. So, yeah. That.
Man, the gadgets, I thought they were just incredible in this film. When I thought about this movie, because I hear a lot of people saying this was the more cartoonish one. Or
really?
Not the more cartoon. I want to say more of the comedic one, the more sillier one or something like that, which I thought they all were silly, so I don't even know where that comes from.
Okay.
I look at this, goes like, oh, so James Bond is Grand Theft Auto 5, and Mission Impossible, Saints Row 4. I got you. I got you. So just like Grand Theft Auto 5, where I had to wait, I just went ahead and bought my Saints Row 4 to get me pumped up for it. So, okay. So this is my pumped up version to get pumped up for Spectre here. So I can't wait now for Spectre. because I thought this movie kicked ass, man. I'm a big fan of it. I loved it, actually. Cody, what would you think of this?
Man, I gotta say, this might be my favorite movie this year besides Jurassic World. Yeah.
Oh, man.
Right behind it.
Yeah, man, I gotta say, it's probably the best shot and action sequence film movie this year.
Yeah, easily. The water sequence, the car chase after that, showing it, man, oh, my goodness.
Oh, and yeah. Not even, and then the car chase, and then the motorcycle chase after that.
And that was all back to back to back.
Oh, man. Speaking of the POV shots with the water scene, the car chase and stuff, the motorcycle scene blew my fucking mind, dude. I was
on the edge of my fucking seat. I haven't been that exhilarated by the action sequence in I don't know how long.
Yeah, man. And, you know, so there was two movies this year that I thought kicked ass in the action. And every time you bring it up, Fast and Furious gets brought up. That was Mad Max and this.
Yes.
When I watch both of these fucking movies, the last thing on my mind is Fast and Furious amped it up just like this. You know what's on my mind about Fast and Furious? How come fucking Fast and Furious couldn't do this and it had bigger budgets than both these films?
No fucking comparison.
Because even Wayne said that shit on the last Knock Worth Kicking the Ass, talking about, they're just trying to amp the action up more and more. Fuck you, Wayne. Okay, shit. Because you didn't see Furious 7, goddammit, okay? I don't give a damn how many times Luke keep telling you it was okay. That movie wasn't okay. That was some dog shit, okay? The action scenes in here are shot beautiful.
My God, dude. They are so intricately shot. And you can tell they handle with so much care and passion. Whereas Furious 7 is just the most generic shit you can find on the planet. Like, come on, man.
It's not even shot good in Furious 7, though. That's the thing. It's like there's no good camera angles and shit like that. I mean, it's terrible. I mean, and then another thing is this, you don't feel nothing for nobody in those vehicles. You just like, I don't really give a shit here. But when Tom Cruise was on that motorcycle, the way it kept switching back and forth between POV, smashing into other cars and shit like that, how to avoid the wreck. I mean, they had a number of explosions in there as well, too. I was like, you know what? This might be the best action film this summer.
I
think, hands down, I'm going to go ahead and say it. I think, you know, not even the summer. I think it's the best action film this year. I think, personally, once again, Tom Cruise in a movie stepped the action genre up once more. I mean, once again, I'm saying this every year. Every time he comes on an action film, Tom Cruise always manages to find a way to take something generic or action and then make some switch arounds to it or whatever. Wayne can call him egotistical all he want, but you know what? If it is egotistical, the results are coming out perfect then. Because if they're letting him come on set and like saying, hey, I don't like this, or I don't want to do this, or we should do it this way and stuff like that, and they're coming out looking like this, hey, then let that man keep doing it because it seems to be working. So
shit.
Yeah, fucking working wonder because the action scenes in here are shot beautiful. I don't think, like Cody just said, I don't think I've ever saw an action scene shot like this. I mean, the car sequences itself. Even when he took out the motorcycle and shit like that, that shit was beautiful, dude. I was constantly making noise like, ooh, yeah. I was like, man. I think the action scenes in here were incredible, man. And Tom Cruise is killing as well in the fight scenes as well. I even like Rebecca Ferguson's fight scenes and how she's kind of like Black Widow in a way, how she goes around the necks and shit like that. Alec Baldwin being the biggest dick in the film of all time, you know.
he knows how to do that.
Oh, fuck yeah, he knows how to do that. Cody, did you agree that this isn't a teen film?
That's bullshit. I think why people are saying that is because it's mostly like a bromance between Ethan Hunt and Benji.
Yeah.
Most of the film. Then
but that's a teen, though. That's...
Yeah, no, I know. I agree with you. I'm just saying that's what most people are misconstruing about it. They say, oh, no, it's just them two, so it doesn't make it a teen, but... It is a team, people.
Because Wayne and Luke brought up, that's like saying, I prefer if all the movie spoiler hosts was on a podcast. It just doesn't feel like a team. And then you see P1 and Cody, and just like, yeah, he's part of the team, so this is a team right here. So I was like, that don't make any sense. But, because, you know, even Wayne and Luke brought up on the show saying that it was never about just Ethan Hunt and the TV show. It was always about the team itself. This movie isn't just about Ethan Hunt, though. No. Because when in this movie is Tom Cruise really alone for the longest in here? And I would say that's when he got captured, right?
That's very true.
Yeah, because every time in this movie, he's side by side with either Simon Pegg, and then when the rest come in, there's never a moment where they're not together. And then you can't say, oh, Tom Cruise is overshadowing the dialogue. In that scene when they're in the apartment talking about doing the water job, Simon Pegg had more dialogue than Tom Cruise did in that scene.
Yeah, that's true.
So I don't get that. It's not about the team anymore or whatever. It's about Tom Cruise. Tom Cruise is the one doing the action, yes. I'll give him that because guess what? He's the only one that wants to do his own stunts. So exactly. It makes it that much better if you ask me. I don't get this part of the team. Jeremy Renner, he's handling pretty much trying to keep the IMF together because they're really trying to shut it down. I think that halfway gets dropped where he comes through in the film and they work together. Ving Rhames, yeah, that nigga's useless, I gotta say. I mean, brother, I love you and all, but damn, man. I gotta say, maybe he's a good computer hacker. Maybe, I don't know, but it's like.
He did that one scene where he instantly hacked and just scanned that girl's face. So
okay, yeah, that is true. I'll give him that. But
yeah, completely useless.
People saying, hey, why didn't Ving Rhames in the field or anything like that? If you just saw him shoving these people, that's why. He don't belong in the field or whatever. I think Ving Rhames behind the computer is exactly where he needs to be in these films because. Damn, subtlety is not. Remember when they tried to chase Benji out in the parking lot and then Ving Rhames came running through breathing hard and shit like that? I was like, damn. So I was like, you know what? I think they just showed to you guys why Tom Cruise is the one doing the action scenes because of shit like this. Jeremy Renner's like, hey, man, I can't get an injury, all right? I got Avengers, you know? He's like, I know where my breadwinner is, okay? So don't force an injury here. So Tom Cruise, hey, he's willing to do the stunts. He's willing to do the stunts. I'll even say the villain. Much as I make fun of his ass, which that motherfucker sound like a smoker, like Steve Jobs mixed with Roger Ebert losing his neck or something like that. I mean,
come on, man.
That dude was losing something or whatever. I don't care what it was. If he was he probably could have been a cancer patient in this film. I'm talking about the character. I'm talking about the actor or whatever. Like, the way he was talking. And, like, I don't know if you noticed, but how his jaw kind of moves side to side.
You know what he look like?
Gollum?
No, a little bit. You're like Gary Oldman and Hannibal.
Damn. Deshaun Harris has, did he have a jaw problem or something like that? Because I've never seen his jaw move like that.
I think he's an odd-looking dude.
Man, and, you know, I'm looking at a photo right now. It's like, he's not that odd-looking, really. It's got to be some effect. I'm looking at a photo right now. I mean, he's not the best looking dude, but he ain't looking like he was in that movie. I mean, because it looked like he straight up had jaw surgery in this film. And it was, I ain't gonna lie, it was kind of weird and shit. And plus, he had this, I don't like it, man, that voice box talk shit or whatever going on, whatever. I like the aspect of him that he's better than Ethan in the film. I think that aspect is always cool to have with these spy. I mean, obviously, we saw that with Javier Bardem in Skyfall. I love the spy villain that is always like ahead of the game, and like the spy himself just can't figure him out. He's damn near becoming obsessed with trying to figure out this guy. I like that aspect of him, but as far as what he does in here, he's pretty fucking useless.
Yeah, well, I'm just glad he wasn't useless. Remember the villain in the last film?
Oh, fuck yeah, I do. You know, I wouldn't even say useless. I think that's kind of hard, actually, because he actually does do shit, but
yeah.
Like any other boss, why would he get his hands dirty?
Right.
Especially when he's running an organization and shit like that. I thought the stuff he did in here was pretty cool. Even the whole mind control shit he did with the whole eye technology and the bomb strapped to Benji and shit. I thought that was pretty fucking cool, too.
I thought he had a presence, so.
Yeah.
So I thought he was okay.
He was definitely a threat to Ethan. I mean, he was damn near destroying his world as it was. Useless is, that's too harsh. I'm sorry. I take that back. Who was useless was not a goddamn soul in this purse and in this movie, because this movie kicked ass, Cody. I love this movie.
Yeah, I like that with you, man. I love it.
Yeah, Cody, so what was the highlight for you in this film?
I gotta say the motorcycle chase, man.
Yeah, that motorcycle chase kicked ass. And what a bitch. She's just gonna step outside or whatever, just block his view. No, knowing she wasn't gonna run him over and this motherfucker slide on the ground and shit like that. I was like, oh, that's fucked up. He's gonna give you that Tom Cruise dick and you just fucked that all up. Fucked all that up. You ain't getting none of this now, girl. You ain't getting none of that now. Yeah, no hands outs here. The scene where the motorcycle hit that car, when they were like, he's about to shoot Tom Cruise and shit, I thought that was my favorite part of it. I'm not gonna lie. I thought that was the best part. I'm trying to think of some negatives I had in the film, and I really don't have it.
You know, the only thing I could quibble about with these Mission Impossible films, particularly these last two, the final set pieces, they don't live up to, like, say, the second act. It's more of a nitpick than anything. It was fine, don't get me wrong, but it just seems like the peter off is like a touch.
Yeah, I would say the ending in here, which is just pretty much, which I thought the ending was cool, the dinner table.
Yeah.
The whole talk between Ethan and the bad guy, and how Ethan finally got one up over him. But after that, it just became like a gun chase.
Yeah.
Which I personally, to this film's credit, that was probably the weakest scene.
I agree.
Throughout the whole film. It would have been probably cooler had they probably flip-flopped the plane scene or something like that. Maybe this could have been the first scene or not. Because the last scene here with the action, mainly the bad guy coming out to really, I don't know if he's trying to kill Ethan. I know he didn't want him dead. So I don't know why he was shooting at him. But where he's shooting at Ethan here and they're chasing. The fight scene between Rebecca and that one guy, the bone doctor, that was pretty cool. I like that fight scene. But Tom Cruise really was. See, that's why I don't get where Tom Cruise is in the way, because Tom Cruise was barely, like, doing anything in this whole gun scene, to be honest.
True.
I mean, he had one scene where he threw a guy through a window, but they didn't even show you the fight in the room.
Yeah.
Because they cut the camera of Rebecca here, and Rebecca Ferguson, and her fight scene with the bone doctor here, and which I thought was cool as shit. But like you said, I think I'm with you on that one. I don't think they live up or add that excitement as much as the earlier half of the action scenes that they had going on here, because they're doing some incredible shit here. You know, Tom Cruise doing his own action scene by holding his breath for 6 minutes, doing the plane scene himself. I thought it was pretty incredible. But the only, like, the best part of that ending for me, which I thought was great, was when they caught his ass. I ain't gonna lie. That was pretty awesome, actually, because he catches them in a glass box, bulletproof glass box here. And he does the same thing that he did to Tom Cruise character. He pretty much just gasses him and shit and knocks him out cold. And then he got the whole team standing around each side of the box. Whatever. I thought that was cool shit.
That was badass.
I really wanted to be that other character just sitting there smiling and talking shit like, ha ha, bitch, thought you was going to run the world, huh? Shit. Go over there, hug Tom Cruise. But my man Ethan right here stopped your ass. That's right, boy. Load him up, boys. Come on, load him up. Load him and bag him. So yeah, I'm with you on that one then. I don't know if it's not more of a criticism for me. This is more of a, I wish it could have been more action-packed, if you will.
Yeah, that's only my thing, yeah.
Yeah, but you got any criticism, Cody, though?
Other than that, no. That's it. Honestly, yeah, that's it.
Tom Cruise, egotistical. If we was doing this review with Wayne, this shit would never end about time. We would never be talking about the movie yet. Main short of the plot here, I heard a lot of people say the plot was confusing. I thought it was pretty straightforward.
Yeah, it was straightforward, just like you said. We were talking about their motivation for it. Was it a syndicate?
Yeah, the syndicate.
A little unclear. Other than that, plot was pretty bare bones, straightforward.
I thought it was, I'm not saying it was weak or anything, but like you just said, it was pretty bare bones and straightforward. I mean, it was just pretty much the IMF trying to stop this rogue nation. I mean, that's really what it was. I mean, I don't think there was no twists and turns in there that took, like, to different subplots going on or anything like that. I mean, the only real subplot in here was that the IMF was being disabled by Alec Baldwin, and then I didn't really think that was that too hard to find, follow or anything like that. But to me, I thought it was, it's probably, I think I'm going to go ahead and put it out, it might be my favorite film of the summer.
Yeah, it's very close to me with Jurassic World, man. Very close.
Yeah, for me with Inside Out. So yeah, I think I've rarely get to see action film, cause you know action felt like it was taking that turn for the worse for a while. I mean, especially with that, when that last Die Hard film came out, I remember action films was just on a slow fucking pedal. I was just like, ugh, this is gonna be next to horror and comedy. Is the action genre now? are we declining a genre every five films or something like that? But
right.
But I think Tom Cruise always manages to pull that shit right out the bat and whatever. And say, I don't give a damn if he's egotistical or not. I don't give a damn about the man himself. Whatever the fuck he does with Scientology shit, look, I don't give a shit. I ain't reviewing that. I'm reviewing Mission Impossible, Rogue Nation, Cody.
Agreed.
And to me, action was great. Matter of fact, you know, the action was phenomenal. The acting was on par. It was great as well. I thought the plot was cool. The gadgets, everything about being a spy in this film. Now that this movie brought it back, I thought the gadgets in here were fucking awesome, man. They were cool as shit. Yeah, man, it's getting a high seed for me. I'm trying to debate now which one is my favorite between this and the last Ghost Protocol.
Yeah, I know. That's what I was trying to debate too. I'm like, shit, I don't know.
I haven't seen Ghost Protocol in a while, so.
Yeah.
Gotta rewatch it now. Well, you know, Brad Bird's on it, so I'd probably hate that one more, though. The overrated director. You guys saw that little film called The Incredibles? That film is terrible.
Horrible.
It's overrated.
Yeah.
One of the best superhero films also. It's overrated. Okay. Okay, Wayne. Fuck you, man. I'm starting to question your movie taste.
Now you're starting?
I've been, but now it's just up in the air now. It's just like, it's really up in the air now. You didn't like that film. Something wrong with your ass.
Yeah, man, but I'm right there with you. Yeah, the action sequence, man. Oh, my God. Having the edge of my fucking seat, dude.
Just like Furious 7 did.
Oh, yeah. Just like Furious 7. Yeah, it's just so, yeah. You actually care about everybody. Yeah, man. Fuck Furious 7. Piece of shit.
You know, I heard people, there's a critic I know in L.A. Motherfucker said, hey, how did he survive on that motorcycle fall? And I said, wait a minute. Nigga, you gave Furious 7 a high review, though. I was talking to him this morning. I was like, wait a minute, I ain't hear you criticizing shit in that movie. I was like, you actually liked it, whatever. He was like, I love that movie. It was a good movie, whatever. I looked at it, was like, man, fuck you, dude. I said, dude, fuck you, man. At least on that motorcycle fall, he didn't like roll or nothing like that. He slid.
Yeah.
So I don't want to hear that shit, all right, about Furious 7 injuries. Compared to this one, these niggas dropped cars out of a fucking plane that was 20,000 feet in the air without a scratch.
Yeah.
I don't want to hear a goddamn thing about sliding off a motorcycle. Shit.
Step on the ground and fucking cracking it by the mere foot.
You son of a bitch, you.
You gotta talk shit about it. Okay. Alright.
God damn it, I hate those Fast and Furious movies, dude.
Bullshit. Again, like you said, acting is on point. Meg Ferguson, man, she's badass.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, she's probably my favorite female protagonist in these Mission Impossible films.
When you looked at her, did you see, like, damn, that could have been Wonder Woman or something like that?
Yeah, it could have been Wonder Woman. It could have been Black Widow, even.
Yeah, because, you know, even though I was checking her out and shit like that, the girl got some meat on her. And I don't mean that in a bad way. I mean that, like, in a good, like, she's not, like, really bony or anything like that. She's got, like, a well-defined meat on her, like, as if she does train her body on something or whatever. I mean, the girl just looks fabulous in this fucking film.
I agree with you, man. Like we said, that last action sequence could have been better, but it did take me out of the movie. I still liked it, so I enjoyed it. But overall, man, this movie is high C, like you said, man. It's pretty badass. Had a blast. I got to say one thing. Chris McQuarrie, man. Give him a fucking superhero flick, please.
Oh, thank you. Yes, please. Why all these good action shot directors are not on certain films, man? I don't get that. I'm telling you, I think they need to fire James Wan and get him on Aquaman.
Yes.
I mean, because that water sequence, I don't think I've ever seen a water sequence shot that perfect like that.
Yeah.
That water scene was intense, suspenseful, and this just the shot of how it was done well. Even when that thing was spinning around and the way he ducks and shit like that, it added some tension to it. I mean, I thought it was just fantastic, yeah, man. So yeah, man, double high seat. Man, it's been off to I ain't gonna lie, it's been a good summer.
It's been a fantastic summer,
guys. Yeah, actually, so far it's been a fantastic year. I mean, Yeah, but you know what, people? We got to get out of here. That was Mission Impossible. I hope you guys don't agree with us because me and Cody both hate Tom Cruise. We think he's egotistical, so hey, Cody. Fuck Tom Cruise, man.
Yeah.
Nah, fuck you, Wayne. Tom Cruise is the man. I don't give a shit what you said. Tom Cruise is the man, dude. I fucking love you. Let me get your autograph, man. Shit. Hey, Tom Cruise. Man, I love you, Tom Cruise. I love you.
Shutting down the IMF is a mistake you may regret. Spread.
No security.
The syndicate is real, and they know who we are. Rogue Nation, trained to do what we do.
An anti-IMF.
They're coming after us with everything they've got.
For every wanton act of mayhem you are responsible for.
Now we're all wanted by the CIA. Awesome.
Keep your seatbelt on. You want to be that now?